Right. Praise the Lord. I would like for you this morning to open in your Bibles to two portions of Scripture. Two Scriptures that I believe that the Lord wants to speak to many here this morning. The Lord put this word upon my heart last night. I was praying, Lord, what do you want me to share with the people? And at first, I didn't have anything. You know, sometimes the Lord can give me a message since early in the week, but I didn't have anything. And the Lord put this word upon my heart. I slept on it, and the Lord began to, all night, just began to reiterate these scriptures. And I believe that there are people here this morning that need to hear these scriptures. They're very important ones. And I would like for you first to turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 46. We're going to be in two Psalms, and we will go throughout the Bible as well. If you get your Bible and crack it right in half, usually you'll fall upon the book of Psalms. But in Psalms 46, I'd like for you to turn there. Psalm 46. Put a marker there in Psalm 46, and then turn to Psalm 27. And I believe the Lord wants to speak from these words to you. As I said, the Lord placed this upon my heart, so I don't know who this is for. It may be for everyone, it may be just for a few. But I want to speak with you a message that the Lord placed upon my heart, and I want you to hear it in the Spirit, what He has to say. In Psalm 27, if you are there, we want to begin reading at verse 11, and it says this. It says, "Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in an upright path because of mine enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my enemies, for false witnesses have risen against me, and they breathe out violence. I believe I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be strong, and may your heart be stout. Wait on the Lord." I'm going to read it from the King James. It says it like this, verse 14. "Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Now turn to Psalm 46. I told you to put a marker there. And Psalm 46, verse 10 says this, "Be still and know that I am God." Be still and know that I am God. And I want to speak just for a few minutes this morning on wait, be still. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would help me to give to your people your very word, Lord, that which you placed upon my heart. Lord, you know where each and every person stands before you, and you know, Lord God, what they're in need of hearing. I pray that, Lord God, you would supersede my voice, and I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would speak and animate and make your word very real in the hearts of the hearers. I pray that you take distractions out of our minds, and I pray that we would hear what you have to say, and we thank you for it all. In the name of Jesus, and everyone said, amen. We're living in a unique world today. If we were to compare the world that we are living in to the world that the psalmist was living in, there would definitely be a drastic difference. You and I are being raised in a generation and in a world where everything is instant. Everything we want it to be given to us automatically. It's amazing when you look at the internet, you can go into Google or Bing or any other search engine, and if you want to find out anything about anything, all you got to do is type it in there and you got instantaneous results. The way the world is connected, if you want to know what's going on around the world, it's all coming real time through the way the world is connected today. Everything is instant. But I heard a preacher say recently, and I really have to agree with him. He likened to the Lord, our God, as a God of agriculture. God is not always as instantaneous as we would like Him to be. Can anyone agree with that? Our God is more a God of agriculture. And when you and I get on our knees and we begin to seek God for prayer answers, we begin to ask God, God, we want this, we need this, we need you to intervene here, we need an answer there. And sometimes what we need to remember, because our God is a God of agriculture in a way, don't misunderstand, God can answer your prayer swiftly if He so desires. But there are times when you're on your knees in prayer and you're asking God for an answer that you and I don't realize that sometimes we are planting seeds in prayer. And those seeds, as you are praying, and you're praying in the Spirit, you're praying with your understanding as you are praying, seeds are being planted that God in heaven will begin to answer. But sometimes we expect it instantaneously. But God is working in the surrounding circumstances to make those answers to come to be. And as we consider what I am saying, especially in light of this modern day that we are living in, where everything is so instant. I mean, you can go to the... I mean, this just came to me, so I'll just say it. I still remember the commercial. You go to McDonald's, you say, give me a double cheese cheeseburger burger, please. Y'all remember that from the 80s? Some of you weren't even born yet. Instantaneous! You go, say, give me this. You go to the window, there it is. It's all instant, isn't it? But because we are living in this kind of culture, we're being raised to expect everything so fast that we forget that our God doesn't move according to our time clock. And there are some in this room today, I believe by the Spirit of God, that He's telling you by the Word of the Lord to learn to wait. We need to learn, as the Word of the Lord has said, to be still. And to know that God is our God. That God has everything under control. We don't need to worry. We don't need to fret. We need to run to Him and trust Him that He's got everything under control. And so I, by the Spirit, know that someone needs to hear this. There is something that is pressing hard. There is something that you are begging God for an answer, but He is here to tell you today. He is telling you to learn to wait. Wait. Don't give up. Don't let go. Don't stop praying. You keep on believing. He is telling you this morning to wait. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and He will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The Bible gives this over and over again. If you get your Strong's Concordance out after church and look up the word wait, you will find throughout Scripture over and over again that direct declaration from God Himself, wait, learn to wait. And like I said, when I heard that our God is like a God of agriculture, it kind of hit home a little bit. God will answer your prayers. And you'll find that He is never late, but always on time. But you have to learn the lesson, especially in light of our day, to learn that lesson of waiting. In Psalm 40, verses 1 through 3, if you want to write this down for later, it says this: I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. What that is saying is that as we cry out to the Lord and we keep on seeking Him, He is going to answer your prayers, and the people around you are going to take notice. And they're going to say, wow, God has truly answered your prayers. And through that, praise to your God will come from their lips in God answering your prayers. You see, the Lord is saying that we need this in our lives to learn to wait patiently for Him. We don't know how God is working behind the scenes. We don't know how He's dealing with the hearts. We don't know the angelic intervention that is transpiring as we are praying. I think if God was to open our eyes and we were to behold what God is doing in answer to our prayers, we would be astounded. But because we can't always see these things, we need to just patiently wait and trust that God is on the move. In Psalm 37, you will see that you will also see that word wait appear many times. If you want to turn there, you can. Psalm 37. I'm going to read verses 7 through 9, and I want you to take note of how many times wait pops up in just those few verses. And then we're going to skip to verse 34. In Psalm 37, which is a beautiful psalm, verses 7 through 9, it says this: rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. How many of you know what patience is? Sometimes we don't have it, but we need it, don't we? Some of us can be very impatient. You know, we go to the doctor and we're waiting for the doctor to call us in and they take forever. You guys know what I'm saying. But patience is, like they say, a virtue. It's something that we need for God to help us with. But it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. It says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. That means turn away from that that may be causing it. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. In other words, don't pursue evil, for evildoers will be cut off. But those that wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth. Skip over to verse 34. It says, wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you will see it. You see, sometimes we're inclined to think, well, God has forsaken me. God hasn't heard my prayers. But I'm here to tell you that by the word of the Lord to you this morning, God has heard your prayers. And he is telling you today to wait for his answer. His answer is coming. It's on the verge of being fulfilled, but you need to wait. Don't grow anxious. Don't grow anxious and try to feel like you have to arrange circumstances, like you have to get into the flesh to try to make it happen. Don't do that. Whenever we begin to grow anxious and we begin to get into the flesh, we end up with Ishmaels. What do you mean, Pastor James? You all remember Abraham and Sarah? God had spoken to him a promise. From you and your loins, from you, the promised child that I am promising you, all the world shall be blessed. Amen. But they grew weary in waiting. And they thought, well, let's help God out. And so Sarah had a bright idea to have Hagar and sit in for her. And you guys know that the result was she got pregnant and Ishmael was born. Ishmael to this day still persecutes Isaac. I'm serious. Even today, some of Israel's main persecutors are from the lineage of Ishmael. Ishmael is the beginning of the Arab nation, the Arab race. Do y'all hear that? It's amazing. Don't get into the flesh. Don't think you have to help God. Just wait. And God is going to bring it to pass. Wait, though. Don't think you have to manipulate. Don't think you have to coerce. Don't think you have to give hints. All you have to do is, in your humility and your humility of mind, you keep on talking to the Lord. You keep on seeking His face. You keep on asking. You keep on knocking. But as you do that, you wait patiently for Him. Because the answer is right on the verge of happening. But He is telling you to wait. Be still and know that I am God. In Isaiah chapter 40, if you'd like to turn there, go further in your Old Testament. Before Jeremiah is Isaiah. But in Isaiah chapter 40, we find some beautiful verses here. Isaiah 40, And this is some scripture that some of you may even have memorized. But I want you to hear what the scripture says here in chapter 40, verses 30 through 31. It says, "Even the youths, the young, shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." How many of you have that one memorized or hanging up on a wall in your house? It's a beautiful verse, a beautiful promise every one of you can memorize and claim before the Lord. But it brings out how there is renewal and strength as we wait upon Him. God's got everything under control. He has your back and He has your forward. Amen? He knows what concerns you. He knows your life and every detail of it. It's so detailed to God that the Bible says that the very hairs of your head are all numbered. It's so detailed to the Lord that not even a sparrow falls to the ground without the Father knowing. He is so concerned about every detail, every minute detail that you don't even consider, God is considering about you. And if He's concerned about the minute things that we don't even consider, why do we think that God doesn't have it under control? So the Lord is saying, wait upon Him. He is saying, don't grow weary, don't rush, don't be rash. You know, haste makes waste. I remember the president of the Bible school, her name was Catherine Logan from Mount Zion School of Ministry, and I still remember her saying that one time to me. And she just gave that simple statement. She probably got it. It's probably a familiar statement. But it's true. Haste makes waste. God's not hasty, is He? He's got it under control. You can guarantee He's not anxious or fretting or wondering. Amen? Now, we may get a little bit concerned and wondering about it, but you know what? Give it to God. And He is going to bring it to pass. One more section of scripture, if you don't mind. In Isaiah 41, we find the Lord talking about what will happen as we put our trust in Him. In Isaiah 41, verses 8 through 14, I want to read these verses, and I want you to contemplate and consider the promises that are stated here. Isaiah 41, again, verses 8 through 14, it says, "But you, Israel, are My servant Jacob." But you, Israel, are My servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, My friend. I love that verse, don't you? It's beautiful because it says that Abraham was His friend. Oh, I don't know about you, but I want to be His friend too. But He's beginning to talk to Israel. Israel, the land. Israel is people, and I'm here to tell you that because you are in Christ Jesus by faith, you are the Israel of God as well. Can you say amen to that? It says, "But you, Israel, are My servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, My friend. You, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called from its remotest parts and said to you, 'You are My servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you.' Do not fear," it says in verse 10, "for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with My righteous right hand. Certainly all those who were incensed against you shall be ashamed and humiliated. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. You shall seek them and shall not find them, even those who contended with you. Those who war against you shall be as nothing, as a thing of non-existence. For I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, 'Do not fear, I will help you.' Do not fear, you worm Jacob, and you men of Israel. I will help you, says the Lord, and your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel." The Lord has given His promise to you and to me as His children. He will help us. He is our helper. And he has promised to hold our right hand. I don't know what is coming against you. I don't know what kind of enemy has tried to make inroads into your life. But the scripture says that as you trust in him and as you hold to his righteous right hand, whatever it is that is coming against you will one day be in hindsight. In one day it will be gone and it will be like it had never happened because God is on your side. And so whatever you're praying about, whatever it is that the Lord is saying to wait patiently for him for, he is encouraging you to keep on holding on and not to grow discouraged. God is going to bring it to pass. God is going to bring you through. God has everything under control. And I want to close with that verse again in 46 verse 10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God." And not only is he God, he is your God. He is for you. He is not against you. He is concerned about it. And he's going to work everything out. Trust him. Don't let go of his hand. Hold on to it tighter now. Don't worry. Don't grow anxious in worry. Put your trust in him and he's going to bring you out. He's for you. And he is speaking to someone or a few. Just wait patiently for him. He's on the throne. He's not lost it. It's not out of control. He's got it all under his control. Amen. He is our God. Please stand.